It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
This has been a rough day and a rough show, and if you're just getting out of work, we'll tell you why. And I got to tell you, man, I mean, I feel shaky just talking about this. And I think people over the weekend have felt shaky looking at this. Because all day we've been talking about President Trump's zero tolerance policy at the border. I think we all want the immigration problem fixed. This is the wrong way to fix it. You're separating children from their parents. And it's disgusting. And it's wrong in so many ways. Laura Bush has compared Trump's zero tolerance policy at the border to Japanese internment camps. Other first ladies have come out and spoken out about this. Trump's own party has spoken out about this.
Senator John McCain released a statement about 20 minutes ago.
Democrats have talked about this, and they've spoken out about it. I mean, the viral picture that's going around about a little girl who's 2 years old and was snuck into the country by her mother. And there's a picture of the girl crying. She's two. And the Border Patrol is patting mom down. And the photographer, who, by the way, is an award-winning photographer, he has taken pictures of people in Africa with Ebola. He has gone to the Middle East. He has seen tragedy and despicable acts of cruelness around the globe. And he was so taken aback by the photo that he took of a two-year-old crying as mom was put in a van, and this photographer knew that the little girl was going to be taken away from her mom.
Yeah, we don't know if mom knew that at the time, but this guy knew that that little girl was crying for mom, and mom wasn't going to be able to pick her back up.
It has sickened me all weekend long.
Now, let me be perfectly clear, because I posted this on our Facebook page over the weekend, and, you know, almost immediately I realized I cannot read the comments because people are just hateful and they don't listen, or they don't read, or they think I've got an agenda. I don't have an agenda. I don't want open borders. We are not for open borders. We are for the rule of law. There's got to be a better system than this. But what really affected me was when a doctor walked into a facility and found out that the children that are taken care of under our government, the government has instructed the people who are taking care of these children, do not touch them. See, I can't do this. Do not touch those children.
Right.
Do not hug them. You can care for them, but don't interact with them. And what you are doing is you are taking away a primal thing for these children to actually survive. You are not allowed to comfort. You are not allowed to hug a two-year-old who is beating a mat because she wants her mother. That is criminal.
It's cruel.
It is beyond cruel in the sense that this administration knowingly understands what they're doing when they instruct the caregivers not to comfort the children. That is setting the child up for issues down the road. And a government that is willing to do that knowingly is just unbelievably evil. And I don't say that lightly. I've never been more livid in my life. I have never been more livid at my government before reading that these children are not, they're being fed, they're being clothed. But could you sit there and watch a child cry and beg to be picked up and ignore that child? I couldn't. And I read that article three times thinking, I missed something. I missed something in this article. This cannot be happening. And this doctor said, we could not believe that these caregivers, quote unquote caregivers, were instructed by the government not to touch these children.
the people who are caring for the kids don't speak Spanish, so they can't talk to them either. There's a language barrier.
Oh, my God.
And I'll say this, because you weren't here last week and we did a lot in North Korea. As much as I think Trump did a very good job with North Korea, this man who is leading the nation needs a moral reckoning. This is callous. It is un-American. It is disgusting. And he doesn't care. Trump doesn't care because they're not Americans. They have brown skin. He doesn't care. And I've said this, you know, for quite a long time. Listen, I don't hate Trump. I don't love Trump. I'm about the only guy around that can tell you some of the good things and the bad things about him. This is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Knowing that you are not giving a child comfort has to be criminal. Because every psychological textbook, every study, if you become a foster parent like I did, if you become a parent and you read The Connected Child or you read How to Be a Better Mom or Dad, you know that one of the things you have to give children is comfort so they attach. I mean, this is beyond tragic. I mean, this is something that our grandparents would talk about. This happens in other countries. This does not happen here. I cannot believe that the staff, and this is what this doctor said who visited the shelter, they have beds, they have toys, they have a playground and people who can change their diapers.
All true.
But as you pointed out, they don't speak Spanish. They cannot pick up or touch the children. They cannot get their parents for them. There is a foundational need that is not being met. Having trust in adults as a young child is not being met. It contradicts everything we know in psychology that kids need to build for them to be healthy. They are knowingly not making these kids healthy. But when Jeff Sessions comes on, and I mean, like, you can see the twitch of a smile in his face. They actually think this is a good policy.
And when he uses the Bible to try and further his agenda, Jeff Sessions, it makes me, as a Christian, disgusted. Disgusted. And Sarah Sanders also mentioned last week the Bible. Well, I'm not a Bible scholar, Mac. I try, but the Bible that I read instructs us to love our neighbor as ourselves. And it says it more than a dozen times in the Bible. That's not what we're doing here.
No. Mm-mm.
Jesus said in Matthew, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. That's not what we're doing here. So if Jeff Sessions wants to use the Bible, I'll take him on every day. Because he's reading a different version, I guess.
Just makes no political, ethical, moral, or humanitarian sense. It really does. And don't say, well, you know what? They're politicians. They're human beings, and they should just act better. We have gone to war with other countries who would do stuff like this. And yet,
again, it's not physical harm, but mental harm and the trauma that these kids are going to have. And we do it, and we know we're doing it, and we're okay with it, apparently. All right, coming up next, President Trump says a law was passed by the Democrats. He says it's the Democrats to blame for children being separated from their parents at the border. He's following the Democrats. It's a flat-out lie. We'll tell you why next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's Afternoon News, 92.3 FM. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Something that has just exploded on the national media scene is the zero tolerance policy that the president said was going to happen. I mean, it's not shocking, but what is shocking is the amount of coverage it's getting because of the, I don't want to say it's one picture, I think it's the totality of how many stories are coming out about children being separated from their parents and just the outpouring and outcrying of not only Democrats but also Republicans of, Mr. President, what are you doing? And the response not only of the president but this administration that goes beyond being tone deaf. In some cases, they're just outright lying.
Yeah, basically what Trump has said is this.
I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
He's lying, and it's a fact, and here's why. He's repeated this false I guess, a statement that a law passed by the Democrats is to blame for the separation of children from their families at the border. There's no law. There is no law that requires family to be separated at the border. And Trump has said this over seven times. He's lying. In fact, it's his own administration's policy,
right,
to separate the children from their parents. The president himself could immediately put an end to the practice. You don't need legislative action. You don't need to get the dopes in Congress to do anything. The president could stop it. So he's lying to you by saying, I don't like it. I think he loves it. I think he thinks this is the way to do it.
I wish it didn't have to happen. It doesn't.
It doesn't. And he says it's the Democrats' fault. That's a lie. There is no law. Now, we've done our research. There is a law against improper entry at the border. This law does not say that children must be taken away from their parents. There's a 2008 anti-trafficking statute. This law does not say that children must be taken away from their parents. Donald Trump is lying and spreading fake news. He's great at it, and so is the rest of the media. They're awesome at it, too. But this is a flat-out barbaric policy. Trump, and I'll say it again, Trump is doing this. Trump is punishing children for their parents' decision to sneak into the country. It is cruel, it is reprehensible, and it's a reflection on Donald Trump.
What really bothers me, I mean, we went over what bothers me about the actual policy and the execution of it, but also the fact that now what you have is the Homeland Security Secretary as well as the White House Secretary are basically saying, hey, whoa, don't look at us. Look at those guys. Look over there. Don't look at us. We only have them in our custody for 72 hours. Then it's basically Health and Human Services. Talk to them about how long those kids will be there. Talk to them about how these facilities are being run. Don't talk to, oh God, stop. Just stop.
Boy, it's like when this is a perfect example of when your 3-year-old gets caught with her hands in the cookie jar and she comes out with chocolate all over her face, her hands, you know.
Right.
And you say, as a parent, you say, you ate the cookies, didn't you?
Did
no.
you take those cookies?
No.
No. No. Blame the manufacturer of the cookies and the person who bought the cookies. Mom, I blame you for bringing them into the house.
I didn't have anything to do with it. It is a lie so blatant as, oh, I didn't eat those cookies. Here is a Homeland Security Secretary.
Why doesn't the president pick up the phone and change the policy? He said he hates it.
I think what the president is trying to do is find a long-term fix. So why don't we have Congress change the laws to change the... No, Congress can fix this tomorrow.
Congress can't fix it tomorrow. Trump can. He can just say, you know what, this zero tolerance policy, we're not going to do it anymore. He could do it. Here's something else let me bring up because people don't do their homework. We do, but people don't do their homework. Obama did this. Oh, Obama did this all
That's
the time.
That's been floated out, too.
Let me tell you something. A few years ago, we were in the middle of the show, and we found out all these unaccompanied minors were at the Phoenix bus station.
Yeah, getting bus tickets to wherever to go to family that were here.
Now, remember, they were housed in Nogales.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Trump did this. He put kids in cages. Wait a minute. Obama had to deal with unaccompanied minors.
The kids came in large groups, not with their families.
You can't separate a kid from their parents if their parents aren't present.
Right.
It was the unaccompanied minors who came in by themselves. Obama didn't separate them. They were unaccompanied minors. Donald Trump is separating families. There's a big difference. You know, people say, well, what about Nogales? Remember the kids in the cages? I do. I absolutely remember them. But they were unaccompanied minors. They didn't come here with their parents, and Obama didn't say, hey, you're a parent. We're going to separate you. Their parents weren't here. They sent their kids over by themselves.
I just have to believe in some way, shape, or form that this can't last, it won't last, and that somebody in that administration will say, politically, this isn't smart.
Ugh.
That somebody in some part of that office, of that administration, is going to say, okay, we sent a message, we did it, let's stop, or we're going to lose everything if we don't.
They're neck deep in this thing, and they're not going to admit mistakes. They even said it today. We do not apologize for this. We're doing this for a reason. Okay. Most Americans, and there's a new poll out, says this is wrong.
Not a good reason.
This is wrong.
You want your wall, you want to bargain for it, you want to negotiate, fine, but you don't do it by traumatizing kids
that
have nothing to do with this.
The kids are being used by Trump
right
to get a wall. And if you really want a wall that bad, I feel sorry for you as a human being. If you think it's worth putting these kids through this type of trauma to get a wall, I'm very sad for you.
I just can't. Nobody told him about the lawsuits and about the millions of dollars that it will cost down the road. I just can't believe no one said, wait, this can't be a good idea on so many levels. But this administration acts as though this is the best thing to get what they want, and they even do it with a smirk.
And that just
makes it more evil.
Trump is so wrong here. It's incredible. But I also do want to say, Republicans and Democrats, if you're allowing this to happen, and you are, if you are silent on this, and many have been silent for a while, you're endorsing it. Then you're endorsing it. I mean, Washington could put a stop to this, but no one wants to do anything because they're all, from the president to the Republicans to the Democrats, politicians are all gutless wonders. They don't care about kids being used as political leverage. They just don't care enough to get it done.
Yeah.
They don't care.
And I just can't believe this will last into the election. I cannot believe it should last until
it's horrifying.
There's too much to lose politically, and somebody's got to point that out to the president, that this is not worth you going to the mat for.
All right, coming up next, Detour Dan will get you home as fast as possible.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
June 30th is the deadline to nominate a Valley veteran to be one of the 7 veteran grand marshals at the Phoenix Veterans Day Parade, November 12th. Text the word parade to 411-923. Nominate that vet now. KTAR's Honor Our Heroes is presented by Sanderson Ford.
All right, we've been discussing President Trump and his awful policy of separating parents from their children at the border. Certainly there's a better way to do it. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to do it better. And the thing, before we get to what John McCain said about Trump and his horrible policy, is I don't love Trump, but I don't hate Trump, and I can see some of the good things that Trump does. But here's the thing. When Trump has a bad moment and he does something bad like he's doing now, his bad moments are so bad.
It's epically bad.
They're so bad that it outweighs the good.
Right. You can categorize it as it's Shakespearean or Greek tragedy-like.
Yeah.
It is so,
it's so colossally bad
or immoral or bankrupt.
And that's the amazing thing about this man. He does have potential. But, man, when he's bad, he is horrible.
Yeah.
And this policy that he has is an American tragedy.
There's a lot of... There's been a lot of dark spots in American history as far as what we didn't get right. And this may live up to one of those dark spots or dark places in American history.
You just don't
where
do it
we
to kids.
Just didn't do it the right way.
You just don't do that to kids. You just kids are all or you just don't do it to kids.
Right.
Kids.
There is GOP senators don't like this, including our own John McCain. He has tweeted out about an hour or so ago. The administration's current family separation policy is an affront to the decency of the American people. Contrary to the principles and values upon which our nation was founded, the administration has the power to rescind this policy. It should do so now.
And he's right. the administration has the power to rescind this policy. Why? Because it's a Trump policy. It's not that hard to understand. There's no law that was passed by the Democrats to separate the families. If you think that, you don't know what you're talking about, and you haven't done your research.
Other senators have come out. Jeff Flake is asking for answers. He's going to the DHS, HHS, saying, what exactly is going on? How are these kids being taken care of? He says he's not getting many answers. Ted Cruz, of all people, the senator from Texas, a rival of Donald Trump, says he's going to come out with legislation tomorrow to end this policy. And not only that, but have a clear process and focus on the needs of kids, of these immigrant children.
Boy, I don't know if I buy that because...
Well, do you get any
so
votes?
He's so smarmy. He's so smarmy that I wonder what else he'd put in the legislation.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but...
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
I can't trust that.
But just on the face of it, are there enough GOP senators to even get this through the Senate?
I don't know. I mean, we've heard from Paul Ryan in the House, Speaker of the House. He hates this.
But are you willing to vote something from Ted Cruz to go against the president?
I don't think Trump will pass it. I don't think he said last week that he wouldn't sign anything like this.
Well,
he'll veto it.
He doesn't need to. He could change the policy himself. It doesn't take a bill to become a law for this to be changed. I mean, that's the sickness in all this.
It is really terrible.
Yeah.
It is such a bad practice, and the lies and the repeated false claims, at least over the weekend, it was seven times by Trump, that this is a Democratic law. That's a flat-out lie.
All right. That'll do it for us. Until next time.
All right. Chad Benson is next. Great to have Mac and Gatos on the show.
Hey, join me tonight as we take up the immigration debate. And I want to point something out to you. Plus, weed, should it be legal? Most of you think yes.
The Chad Benson Show, tonight at 6, right after Mac and Gatos, on Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.